Yeah, I had a few options. Was looking at a few different places, and you know, once everything materialized in Buffalo and went down the way that it did, you know, obviously I wasn't going to be playing there anymore, and I wanted to find a nice role for me to come in. You know, more than likely to help a young guy. I thought that'd be something that was important to look for, and this was for me a great opportunity to come in. I don't know Jake at all, but to help Jake to step in, to be there for him, and to be ready to play if anything happens.
How much sort of, I guess, disappointment do you have to work through, given that, you know, 2 years ago you're the franchise quarterback in Buffalo, and now all of a sudden you're not?
That was a tough deal, I guess, to go through, just being there for 4 years. You know, I've got family, I've got four kids, so to lay our roots there kind of and to really feel a part of that community and that team. You know, and Chan Gailey, the head guy there, getting fired, I knew that, you know, we kind of went hand in hand. And so that was a tough deal because I thought we had made some progress, not in the record, but, you know, you want to be in a place and you want to be able to build it and you want to be able to finish what you started. And we weren't able to do that. But that's what happens in this league, and you move on and hopefully, you know, find another opportunity, another great spot, and that's what I'm looking for here.
Is being a backup to a young guy, does it change much in terms of your mindset coming into a season then? Or?
No. I was fortunate enough the last 3 years to gain a ton of experience in terms of being the guy in Buffalo and starting all those games. And, you know, my perspective playing quarterback in the NFL has really changed, and I think I've gotten a lot better in terms of the mental side of it, in terms of the preparation, and you know, there's a lot of things that go into it, not only physically, and but being able to the leadership aspects of it, being able to talk to your receivers, all that different stuff that goes into being a quarterback in the NFL. I feel like I've become a lot more professional and in the last 3 years with the experiences that I've had, and you know, it's one of those things you try to pay it forward and pass it down to the next guy.
In terms of, I guess you come in here, you're the third member of the last year's Bills to come. Did George Wilson or Andy LaVitre try to recruit you here once you came?
No, I let them know that I was talking to Tennessee, and I told them they had to keep their mouths closed though about it, because you know, talking with a few different teams. But that's a great thing. I'm going to feel comfortable right away, I think, with being able to see Andy. I saw him today, so seeing him on a day-to-day basis, and George Wilson, I mean, those were my two of my favorite teammates in Buffalo. And so those two moves I thought were very important in terms of bringing guys that are good quality guys that are going to bring leadership to a team. Those are two of the best that the Bills had to offer, and two guys that I respect a lot.
Did you realize, I guess when you left Buffalo, you mentioned helping a young guy in Jake, realize that you might be in a position where you would have to maybe step back and be in that role before you could maybe be a starter again? I mean, that's something that was tough to accept, and how big of a transition would that be after being a starter?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to swallow your pride a little bit, but I felt like Buffalo was the best chance for me to start next season, and it didn't work out. And so when that relationship ended, I knew I was probably going to be looking at a backup role. It is. I mean, it's something. I'm a competitor. I want to be out there. I want to be helping the team win on Sundays. But it's also the reality of the situation right now, which is they've got a ton of confidence and faith in Jake here. And, you know, my role and what they have signed me to do is to help him out and to push him and, you know, to make sure that he gets better and to be there just in case.
When you say you don't know anything about him, what do you sort of need to learn so that you two can work together effectively?
Well, I know I've heard from a lot of guys in this building. He's a great guy, tough guy. They had a great quarterback room the last few years, and that's an important thing, I think, to be able to have a good atmosphere in that room where you spend the majority of your time game planning and breaking down opponents and doing all that. You know, we spend probably more time together than I spend with my wife and kids during the season. I mean, definitely. So it's important to be able to like the people in that room. It makes it a lot easier because it's a tough job, you know, dealing with you guys and 350-pound guys trying to tackle you and all that stuff. So you want to make sure you take out all the negative stuff that you can control. So having a positive room with good relationships is really important.
What do you think about Jake from watching him? Do you know much about him?
I haven't seen a ton of him, no. We played him last year and Matt played. So I haven't sat down and watched much film or anything.
Did you look much into the style of offense they want to run here, and how much, if anything, did that factor into the decision where you went?
Not a whole lot. I've been in a lot of different offenses, just starting in St. Louis with Mike Martz and then Scott Linehan in St. Louis, and then the offense I was in with Brett Kowski in Cincinnati, and there's been a couple in Buffalo. There's been a whole lot of offenses I've been a part of. I think, you know, a lot of time the most successful offenses are the ones that really cater to the strengths of the quarterback. And so, I think it's one of those things where I got to go in there and play. I'm sure I'm a little bit different player than Jake, so it'd probably be a little bit different.
Talk about, I guess, how different it was that you came to be here. You live in the Phoenix area, and the owners' meetings happened to be there, so you were able to meet with, Rustin and Munchak out there.
Yeah, that was a nice coincidence. It was convenient for me, you know, to be able to go to the hotel out there in Phoenix and meet with a few teams and not have to get on an airplane or anything to leave the family for more than a few days. But that was nice to be able to sit down, to talk to some teams where you feel wanted and they respect the work that you've done the last few years. But for me, this is just it's a new start. I haven't really met many of the guys on the team, but it's something I'm really looking forward to.
Who did you meet with today while you're here? Did you meet with Dal?
Yeah, lunch with Dal. And I'll going out to dinner with Dave, Ragone, and Dal tonight.
Okay.
Talk to Munch and strength coach and a lot of different guys.
Meet with any other teams besides Titans and Bengals when they were?
No, those are the two I met with in Phoenix.
In Cincinnati, was that a pretty good pull for you too? Been there before?
Yeah, I had been there before. I was real familiar with Marvin and everybody in the front office, and there's a lot of different faces in that locker room right now. It's a different offense from when I was there, different quarterback room, all that stuff. So I think it would have been fresh faces and not kind of the same old stuff that I was used to when I was there. And so that was definitely an option.
You mapped out yet sort of what your off season's going to be, how much time you're going to be able to spend here before May, say, and whatnot?
I think April 22nd is the startup date for all the off-season stuff. I'll be here for all that. But there's some logistical stuff I've got to get worked out just in terms of, having four kids. And one of them is in kindergarten right now, so being able to finish out school in Arizona probably, and maybe me going back and forth for a little bit. But we'll figure all that stuff out as we get to it here.
What age are your kids?
6'4", 2", and brand new.
Okay.
How much in this day and age can you do, say, you're home in Phoenix, how much video can you watch? How much can you study to prepare to come back here?
They do a pretty good job. I don't know what the system is here, how they have it set up, but I know a lot of teams, it's all in the cloud these days, with the iPad and the different apps and things. But, the meat of the film study and everything, a lot of that occurs as the season draws near, and a lot of that happens in here.
You spend much time in Nashville?
No, never. Never been.
Okay. Did you guys ever play here when
We played here once, but I've never, besides going to a hotel or the stadium and going to the airport, I've never been able to be around it.
Is it odd to come and agree to play for a team kind of sight unseen?
It's a new adventure, and that's this is my fourth team now, and I think everywhere we've been, we've liked a little bit more than the last place, and we, Buffalo is a place that'll always kind of be close to our hearts, just with the people we met there and all that. So hopefully this brings bigger and better things.
You a country music guy?
I like country music. My wife loves it. I like it. I've got a couple pairs of cowboy boots. Everybody always makes fun of me for going into a southern drawl during interviews and things, but it's definitely not the same as the accents I've been hearing since I've been here.